You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The annual inflation rate announced yesterday hit 7.3%, the highest we've seen in over 30 years. What does this indicate about the current state of the New Zealand economy?
As you say, the consumer price index increased 7.3% in the June 2022 quarter compared with the June 2021 quarter. And this 7.3% increase follows an annual increase of 6.9% in the March 2022 quarter, and which was the previous largest annual movement since a 7.6% increase in the June 1990 quarter. So therefore, what we observe are really historically very high figures. So what are the main inflation culprits? Those main inflation culprits remain the same: surging food prices, rising rents, rising construction costs, and soaring fuel prices. For example, the increase in oil prices over the second quarter has been particularly challenging for households. Oil traded at over $100 per barrel for much of the quarter. When you combine this with a relatively weak New Zealand dollar, then we saw petrol prices breaching 3 New Zealand dollars per liter. And it is particularly important to note that these numbers include the 25 cents per liter reduction in the fuel excise tax.
How is New Zealand inflation comparing to other countries around the world?
Sure. When we look at Australia, what we observe is that Australia's inflation rate is sitting around 5%. It's 5.1%. The UK, 9.1%. And the US, we have 9.1%. So New Zealand inflation problem isn't as bad as in the United States, but it is still far too high. So this is one thing that we have to remember. And if you look at the other countries, such as Spain, Brazil, Russia, they all face double-digit inflation.
So we have, obviously, these international pressures, the tradable inflation that we have little control over. When it comes to domestic inflation, to what extent could government policy or bank policy be able to drive this number down, and what might these policies look like?
So again, it's an important question, and there is a role for the Reserve Bank and there is a role for the government. So let me start with the Reserve Bank. Interest rates will keep rising. So generally, when inflation rises, central banks intervene and they raise interest rates to slow the economy and to reduce inflation. And recently, central banks around the world are pushing for the sharpest rise in interest rates in decades in response to soaring inflation rates. So this is intended to help bring inflation under control. One example that I can give is the Federal Reserve, because the United States is the frontier economy, and the U.S., for example, U.S. Federal Reserve has been very aggressive with its interest rates hikes. And I think in next week, they are going to announce another hikes in interest rates. People are even expecting for like 75 basis points or 100 basis point increases in the U.S. Interest rates. Think about the New Zealand right now. So in New Zealand, the Reserve Bank implements monetary policy by setting the official cash rate. Last week, the Reserve Bank raised interest rates to 2.5% from a record low of 0.25% in October 2021. So we see a huge increase in the interest rates. So there was a 50-point increase, and this 50-point rise was widely expected among the economists. So there was no surprise. And it basically follows double jump increases in both April and May. So there will be three more monetary policy statements in the rest of the year: one in August, one in October, and one in November. So considering all the economic risks that we have been talking, I think the Reserve Bank will keep increasing the interest rates around 50 basis points in each meeting. So it is very likely that we will see 4% in OCR by November. And some economists even talking about the possibility of increasing 75 basis points instead of 50 basis points. So this is for the Reserve Bank. How about the part for the government? So the main problem with inflation is that low-income households will continue to struggle to keep pace with the rising cost of living. So as we talk, the main culprits of inflation are rising food prices and rising housing prices. So rent prices are also increasing. Therefore, inflation must be our focus because high inflation is the greatest burden for individuals and families, especially lower and moderate income households, because they spend most of their budget for necessities. So when they go to the supermarket and when they spend their money for food, those food prices are very, very high right now. What is the solution? The solution is that because the government has been introducing different mix of policy regarding to targeted relief. So it is very important to provide targeted relief. So basically, several income groups are the most vulnerable income groups, and it is particularly important to take care of them. I know that the next year will be the election year, and it's also important to stay away from populist politics and to make sure that with the targeted policies, we will not exaggerate the inflation numbers. And lastly, I would like to say something about the firms, producers, because in addition to the consumer prices, producer prices have been increasing. So what we observe is that increasing prices received and paid by producers. This is what we call input-output linkages in economics. For example, raw milk is not only an input for farmers, but it is also an input for producers of dairy products. So raw milk is both output and input. When we think about other goods, there are lots of interlinkages. So therefore, firms should pay attention to these intersectoral linkages because those intersectoral linkages also responsible for the increase in producer prices.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.